91X News.
It's 14 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. The city of Quinte West has received $4 million funding from the provincial government for the new marina. MPP Lou Rinaldi was on hand to make the announcement earlier this morning. Quinte West Mayor John Williams will now seek funding from the federal government. The phone in one hand, ticket in the other campaign cracking down on distracted driving came to an end yesterday. Quinte West OPP charged 37 drivers for distracted driving. They also handed out 27 seatbelt charges and 100 speeding tickets. Although the campaign is over, police are reminding drivers they will continue to crack down on distracted driving while on patrol. Belleville police are investigating two break-and-enters that occurred sometime between Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. The first incident occurred at a Canifton Road construction site. The suspects took off with a number of small tools. The second incident took place at a Dundas Street East address. Three golf wedges, a hockey stick, and alcohol were taken. And sometime over the weekend, a hole was cut in the fence on a Farnham Road business. Suspects stole tires and a vehicle running board. The approximate value of the theft is $3,300. Prime Minister Stephen Harper flies to Europe today for his first overseas trip since winning his majority government. Stephanie Levatz has the details.
Harper will be in France for the G8 meetings on Thursday and Friday. The world leaders are expected to focus on global security in the wake of uprisings throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Among other things, Harper will raise the issue of religious rights and freedoms in the region. The plight of G8 member nation Japan, still reeling from the March earthquake and tsunami, will also be on the table. It's also likely that the leaders will discuss who should be the next head of the International Monetary Fund in the wake of the scandal that forced the current director to resign. After the G8, Harper will travel to Greece for bilateral meetings and a visit to the site of a World War II massacre. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Canada Post and the Postal Workers Union may return to the bargaining table today. Canada Post rejected its union's latest contract proposal, but has made a counterproposal that could get talks back on track. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says Canada Post has dropped some demands and amended others, so it has decided not to submit a 72-hour strike notice. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty says his province will develop a silver advisory to help police and families track down Alzheimer's patients who wander off. McGuinty says it will be similar to the Amber Alert system.
We want to sit down with our police, our community organizations like the Alzheimer's Society of Ontario and others who are concerned, to develop a program that will ensure that we put in place some kind of a community alert system.
Over 180,000 Ontarians have some form of dementia, and McGuinty says that number will grow to 250,000 in the next 9 years. Ontario Provincial Police have reported 6 deaths and thousands of traffic charges over the Victoria Day long weekend. Police say 4 people died in 3 separate vehicle collisions on roads patrolled by provincial police. One fatality involved a boating incident and one person died in an ATV accident. Officers laid a total of 6,361 driving-related charges over the long weekend. Of the total, 5,351 were for speeding, 1,607 for distracted driving, 641 were seatbelt charges, and 128 were alcohol-related offenses. So far this year, 72 people have died on roads patrolled by provincial police. That's down from 89 during the same period last year. A string of fierce storms with winds of more than 240 kilometers an hour tore through the U.S. Midwest overnight. Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma took the brunt of the wild weather. Reporter Matt Gutham has been traveling with the storm chasers.
In Canton, Oklahoma, the tornadoes were unyielding. This massive twister flung debris in every direction across Highway I-40.
Right now, that tornado is picking up everything in that field. Leaves, pieces of trees, branches. It is so powerful, you can see a second vortex forming right to the side of it.
The string of violent storms killed at least 13 people, flattening homes, crushing cars, and ripping apart a rural Arkansas fire station. There's been a sudden exit from the top at Tim Hortons. After 2 decades, CEO Don Schroeder has left the company, effective immediately. The board of Tim Hortons says it decided that changing the top ranks is best for the company at this time. Executive Chairman Paul House, who has previously held the position of President and CEO, will once again take on the role on an interim basis. Sony has suffered another online security breach. This time it affects about 2,000 customers of its Sony Ericsson cell phone joint venture in Canada. The company says names, email, and passwords may have been stolen from the Sony Ericsson Canada website, but no credit card information was taken. Sony is still recovering from suspected hacking that affected more than 100 million PlayStation Network accounts last month. German air traffic officials have allowed traffic to resume at two northern airports that had been closed due to elevated levels of ash from an Icelandic volcano. Aviation expert Brian Flynn says problems should ease now that the cloud is moving away from major European airports and volcanic activity is slowing.
The winds are carrying it in a slightly northeasterly direction. And also, more importantly, that there are very few eruptions from the volcano over the last 6 to 12 hours.
European air traffic controllers say activity from the volcano has declined sharply and traffic in European airspace could return to normal tomorrow. The Queen of TV Talk signs off today. The finale of The Oprah Winfrey Show is set to air with the host appearing alone, telling her viewers what they've meant to her over the last 25 years. Winfrey actually recorded the last episode of her show yesterday in Chicago. Audience members who left the taping said Winfrey had tears in her eyes as she said a final thank you. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
There are plenty of regular day camps for kids. And then there's Conservation Camp.
For a summer experience kids will truly love and parents can feel good about, check out 8 great weeks of summer fun at Quinte Conservation. Children 7 to 13 will grow and learn through the exploration of the great outdoors. With 2 locations available, Quinte Conservation's main office in Belleville and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area in Picton, it's the natural choice that's best for your kids.
For more information, call 968-3434. Or visit quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Vancouver Canucks are off to the Stanley Cup Finals. Kevin Bieksa has scored in double overtime to give Vancouver a 3-2 victory over the San Jose Sharks. The Canucks ended the Western Conference Final in 5 games after getting even in the closing seconds of regulation when Ryan Kessler scored on a tip-in. It will be Vancouver's first trip to the Cup Final since 1994, when the Canucks lost in 7 games to the New York Rangers. The last NHL team from Canada to win the title was the Montreal Canadiens in 1993. After the game, Vancouver's Roberto Luongo was asked if this moment tops the gold medal win in 2010.
They're both great moments. They're not the same, but they're unbelievably special. And obviously we got one more big step to go here, but guys, we battled hard, and it was a tough series, but we stuck with it.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are hoping to block the Bruins' path to the Stanley Cup in tonight's Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bolts are down 3-2 in the best-of-7 series and want to force a Game 7 back in Boston Friday night. The Miami Heat are a win away from their first NBA Finals trip since 2006. LeBron James scored 35 points and Chris Bosh added 22 as Miami overcame an early 11-point deficit to beat the Bulls 101-93 to take a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James says Miami is anxious to close out the series and advance to the NBA Finals.
We're going to try to play as desperate as we've played the last 3 games. This is 06 for D-Wade, 07 for myself, since we've been to the finals, and it's one game away, so we're not taking anything for granted.
Game 5 is Thursday in Chicago. Ricky Romero was dominant for 7 innings. The Blue Jays bullpen, awful for 2. Romero gave up a run in his 3rd straight stellar start, but 3 relievers failed to protect a 3-run lead in the 8th and 9th innings, and Toronto lost to the New York Yankees 5-4. That's not the Blue Jays' 5-game road winning streak. The two teams will meet again this afternoon. Jojo Reyes goes to the mound for the Jays. Chicago Blackhawks Hall of Famer Stan Mikita has been diagnosed with stage 1 oral cancer. The doctor treating Mikita says the prognosis for the 9-time All-Star is excellent and that Mikita will be treated with an external beam radiation therapy. The 71-year-old Mikita had 541 goals, 926 assists, and a 21-season career, all with Chicago. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, taking a look at your weather. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high 19. Tonight, cloudy, a few showers beginning after midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm overnight, low 15, with temperature rising to 18 by the morning. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods, 60% chance of showers early in the morning, and a risk of a thunderstorm, high 24. And Friday, showers with a high of 16. at 12:10. It's 14 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.